Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, my name is Deborah Tucker. Is this intake?
Hi, Deborah. Yes, this is I'm an intake specialist, and I'm here to help out those wanting to participate in the Hair Relaxer Settlement. Is that what you're looking to do?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And were you the one that used the hair straightening relaxers and chemicals within the last 20 years, and or was it a family member?
It was me.
Okay. And which of the following were you diagnosed with? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Uterine.
Uterine? Okay, sorry to hear that. What date were you diagnosed roughly?
In September of 23.
September of 23. Okay. And what state are you in?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Oh, I bet it's cold there right now.
Reason.
Freezing? How old are you guys in the zeros yet?
Not yet. Next week.
Next week. Oof.
Yeah.
So you'll have a white Christmas then? You'll have some snow or?
Little bit, not much though, but it's I'd rather have the snow than the cold weather.
Right, I gotcha. Okay, so then let me put September of 23 is when you were diagnosed. And at what facility or medical center were you diagnosed at?
Frederick Memorial Hospital.
Fraser?
Frederick. Frederick.
And what city is that in?
It's in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Okay, let me see. Oof, okay. I'm gonna have you spell the name for me, please.
Think I'm 70 years old now, so
No way, you sound like a spring chicken.
I wish I was, and especially with this weather. It's FROEDTRET, I think.
Okay, yes, I see it here. Perfect. Thank you for that. Let me plug that in there. And then, what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Benjamin Barron.
Viren?
Yes, Beran.
Let me see. Okay, Benjamin D. Beeren, Beran. Okay, I see him here. Perfect. Let me plug that in there. So he was the one that diagnosed and treated you?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then just to confirm here, you used the hair relaxer of any brand at least 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed, did you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
On
started to
average, about how many times a year would you say you used it?
about every month I use. I've been using my hair relaxers since I was a kid.
Oh, wow. Okay, so like 12 times a year, about once a month.
Yeah, about yeah.
Okay. And then let me bear with me here. Okay, let me go to this next section here. Where'd it go? And you're a US resident, right?
Correct.
And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And I know you used it for a long time, so
Long.
did any friends or family end up getting cancer because of it as well, or were you the lucky one?
Yeah, I was the unlucky one.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you used it in the state of Wisconsin, so let me click that. And so, about what year would you say you started using it, if you had to take a guess?
Well, see, my mother started me on it when I was a young kid. I'll say about 13 or 14 years of age.
Okay. And you were born in 54?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So plus 13, that'll make it around 1967. So we'll go there. And then you stopped using it this last year when you were diagnosed?
Well, yeah, when I was diagnosed, yeah.
Okay. Let me put that there. And then, so let's see, you used it for about 57 years. Holy smokes. And now, were you mostly using it at home or at a salon?
I'm at home.
At home, okay. And what brand would you primarily use?
My mother was started me out with like Dark and Lovely. I use Soft Sheen. I've used Olive Brand.
A ton of them.
Yeah.
And I know
Yeah.
obviously you used it for a long time, so this question might sound silly, but I'm just required to ask. Your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly, at least a year. Is that right?
I guess, yeah.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
And then what kind of treatments have they given you for the uterine cancer?
I had blood tests, MRI scans.
Did they do chemo or anything like that?
No, I had a hysterectomy.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay. And roughly when did they perform the surgery?
I had the surgery on October 23.
October of 2023. Okay. And then you already mentioned that was Dr. Baran. So let me put this in again. And then, will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Now, I have your name spelled out DeborraH. And then
Yes.
Tucker, Tucker. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then your cell phone I have is 414-350-2513. Is that correct?
354. 350. 2513.
Okay, perfect. That's what I have. Thank you. And, what would be the best email address for you?
My first name, DeborraHTucker 25 at Gmail.
.com. Okay. And then, are you on West Malvina Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 9202 West Malvina Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53222 in Milwaukee County, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we're just about done here, just a couple more sections. This next one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yes.
Do you
My
live with him?
son,
Do you live with
yes.
him or no?
No.
Okay, what's his name?
Jerry, Jerry Haley, Haily.
And phone number?
630. Hey, what's this number? 247-0076.
Alrighty. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section here. What is your date of birth?
April 22nd, 1954.
Okay, so 4/22/54, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then the social?
390-62-3161.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. You said 390-62-3161?
Yes.
Okay. And let me plug this one last part in, and then here comes the hard part. I'm going to text and email you an automated DocuSign.
Okay.
For a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, Deborah, just read out what you see, and I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to tap next, okay?
Okay.
But that's sending right now, so you should get a notification on your phone any second.
Okay. 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 Emmanuel?
Yep, that's me. Emmanuel, like in the Bible, my grandma named me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, Sam. Do you agree to receive, Sam? Yes. Okay, it's loading. Okay, continue. Please review and act on these documents. Agree. Okay, continue. It's loading.
Okay.
Straightener. Okay, assign where the yellow box is.
Yep. Anywhere that's highlighted in yellow, usually like a downward facing arrow, you'll tap and it'll bring up a box where you can draw your signature with your finger. Not your finger now, but your finger. Or it'll give you the option to select a pre-typed version of your name.
Okay, now the it's a box on top of that in yellow that says start, just disregard that?
Yeah, if it's not okay. Highlighted, then you should.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting ready to sign. Okay. Getting ready to sign. Such ugly signature. Okay. It's a yellow box up under it says adopt and sign.
Yep. Uh huh.
Tap it.
Yeah, just tap it.
Okay. Okay, and then it's another yellow box.
Yep, you'll keep tapping until you're able to tap a yellow finish button. And if you tap the yellow finish button and nothing happens, then it means we missed a signature somewhere.
Okay, so it says, okay, I'm going to sign this box.
Yep.
Oh, wait, I got to go back up. I got to go back up and sign. One up here. I got okay. Sign that one. Sign that one. Did it work? I got to put my initials. I got to put my initials. Okay. Signature. Okay. All right.
I'll find that one. Every time it's the initials, the box go away. Okay, just a minute. Let me see. One where I missed the initial. I'm 70 years old, so just bear with me.
Oh, take your time. You're so sweet. No rush here.
Okay. Let me send this. Okay, I got it there. Okay. Oh, I see where it says finish, so should I tap that?
Yep, let's tap finish and see if it goes through.
Okay. Okay, sis. You're done signing.
Okay, then let me just refresh, make sure it's on my end. Okay. And, yep, you are all set for now. So in about a week's time or so, depending on their workload, the firm will reach out to you directly. They're going to call, introduce themselves, and then double check what I sent them, make sure there's no spelling error or anything of the sort. So their call, even though it'll be shorter than ours, will be a more important call just because they want to make sure that they double, you know, they re-verify what we sent.
Okay.
But other than that, you're set for the evening here. I hope you have a good rest of your day and stay warm, okay?
Okay, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you as well, Deborah. You're so sweet. Good night.
Okay, good night.